Shmini, page 36, bottom of the first column. Okay, the last thing we're learning, after the Alter Rebbe explained the Levyosan Sherabod, he says, nevertheless, the Levyosan is going to whack the Sherabod. He's going to whack and shecht the Sherabod with its fins, meaning he's going to elevate, like we said, shechita means elevating. It's going to elevate the level of the shorabar, those tzaddikim that do the gashmis zikam mitzvahs, to the level of nuna yama, of those higher level of neshamas. So he says, this is where we're up to now, five lines in the end of the first column. El be'emet gam shorabar yalas elav yosin. But then the other side, we learn, the shorabar is going to hit it with the horns, right? What does it mean? So each one's elevating the other. But the Levyasan is higher than Sharabot. That's from the hidden worlds versus the revealed worlds. This is Gashmias. So nevertheless, the Sharabot is going to elevate the Levyasan. Why? Because in one aspect, the Aved of the Sharabot of Gashmias to Gemitzis is greater. Even though Lucheda, The Levyasan is Ruchnias and this is Gashmias. Alright, Kain Sarachlias Alpi Teda. Because but Teda wants Tafka Gashmias. In other words, there's an advantage, yes. Basically, Gan Eden is much higher than Olam Hazeh. But there's a mile of Olam Hazeh, like it says in Mishnah, Shachat Vetshuva Maisim Teva Meim Hazeh. What, there's an advantage of the Gashmias to Kavoida. Vein Simcha Lebabasa V'yayin. Umit Sadzeh Yalahu Eisei. Is going to elevate the Levyasan to a level higher than it is now because of the Gash mystical level. And that's what it says Hashem is going to do the Tzaddikim clawless of Eidosim by Almo. That's why Hashem wants that there should be David of Tzaddikim in this world. In other words, ideally, both advantages together. Levyasan and the Sherabad. Ruchni is thicker things, Gashmi is thicker things. When you have both, and that's what it means, Levyasan is going to elevate the Sherabad, Sherabad is going to elevate the Levyasan, because when you have both of it, then you have a total picture. He says, Hi Adiv, because Baha, Hi Adiv, Baha, Hi Adiv, because in certain things, the Levyasan is higher, certain things Sherabar is higher. Well, certain things Ruchni is higher, certain things Gashmi is higher. And therefore you need both. Okay, so he says, this is how it goes, but anyway, we'll learn it. So he says, Eidyashleimad, Shenikr Sherabar. Why is it called Sherabar? So before Dr. Rebbe explained, Bar comes with Bar Levav, pure. Right? It's the very purifying the Gashmias. So another thing is called Sherabar, like it says, Viravt was Bekayach Shor. And it says that the Pasuk says a lot of grain comes through the power of an ox. Or the Gemara says, Miyama le Kurasi le Sheri Sherabiechan, it says in the Gemara, he says, I never called my wife, I called her my house. I never called my ox, I called her my field. In other words, what he basically was saying, that the wife is the base, the foundation of the home. The axe is what makes the field function. And Teira is called the beginning of Hashem's planting, the beginning of Hashem's tvua, of Hashem's grain. The calls and nimshah b'koyach shed. Okay, nikra tzadikim elu Hashem abert. In other words, like this. We learned this, we discussed this many times. It says in the Pasuk, Rav tvua is b'koyach shed. Simply the Pasuk means, if somebody wants to produce a lot of grain in the field, you need an axe to plow. A person's not going to plow like an axe plows. Okay, that's the simple meaning of the pasuk. So obviously, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. It's so obvious. What's the pasuk teach? Obviously, the pasuk is teaching us something else. So the Alter Rebbe explains it, so this explains what it means. It means like this, that when you want to plant in this world, the aveda is for a Jew to plant, and to grow things, and you take a little thing and you make a lot out of it, right? That's the concept of planting the field. So he says, what it says, Rav Tvus Bekerach Shur means that the Shur refers to the Nefesh HaBamis. When a person works with the Nefesh HaBamis versus only with the Nefesh HaLakis, you accomplish much more. In other words, when a tzaddik is a tzaddik, but he doesn't influence the Nefesh HaBamis, or a person for that matter, doesn't influence the Nefesh HaBamis, it's nothing compared to when you have the Nefesh HaBamis, it's of the Yetzer Hara, being transformed to a level of Kedusha. And that's what it means. And we learned why. Because in feelings, midas, animals are stronger than people. People are stronger intellectually. Animals are stronger in midas. Like we learned, the word kelev is kule lev. It's all heart. It's all midas. Which means like this. Ava and Yira, love and fear, we're not talking about what they love. We're talking about the actual mida, the actual emotion of love and fear is stronger by animals than it is by people. Why? Because people's intellect cool down emotions. Look at a person very excited. You say, cool it. What do you mean cool it? Take your mind and control the heart. I could love somebody very much, but then my brain will kick in and say, well, I mean, but you come first. I mean, so seichel actually cools down midas. So if you're not, again, not what you love, but the midah of an animal, because seichel doesn't get in the way, there's no seichel there, there's instinct, but there's no seichel, so therefore the midah itself is stronger than the midah of a person. Which means, in essence, the feelings of the nefesh habamis, the love and fear that the nefesh habamis has, is stronger than the love and fear of the godly soul, which is called person. This is animal. So therefore, one second. So therefore, like this, the problem is, though, the Yetzer Hara wants and fears and awe, respects gashmistika things, physical things. So when a person transforms that the shor, the meaning, the nefesh habamis, which is the source of the nefesh habamis down here, is the shor that's on the Merkava, on the Hashem's throne. So when a person transforms the midas of the shor, then instead of loving world, it loves godliness, it's much stronger than the love that the Nefesh HaLakis has by itself. And that's what the Pasuk is saying. Without voice, you produce a lot more outcome when you transform the Nefesh HaBamis, because then when you do mitzvahs with love from the Nefesh HaBamis, it's stronger than the love of the Nefesh HaLakis, because this is a person, this is an animal. And therefore, that's the advantage of Shor Habor. It needs more work.
But the fact that the Shor Habor doesn't have those temptations and we human beings do have... And
that's why our Avodas elevate that.
Aren't we in a higher level, actually? Much higher level.
Then
we are
much greater than Malachim because of that.
Right.
Very Shlema, he says...
But I thought you said that...
One second. It says... There's one pillar which is it's a tzaddik, and that's the yesiv a tzaddik that's called Bechor Sheirei. It is a beautiful, distinct concept. Yesiv is called by Yaakov Avinu Bechor Sheirei Hada. I mean, what you call Meisher Rabbeinu says on Zayis Bracha. But Yesiv is known as the Shor.
Ali Shor.
But Yesiv is the level of Bechor Sheirei Hada. Now, what was the uniqueness of Yosef all the other over the brothers? Really, the brothers were like Nunayama. They were like Ruchnius. They were shepherds. They separated themselves from the world. They were tzaddikim. You know what? Yosef, and that's why only Yosef is called Yosef a tzaddik, because he was able to be in Mitzrayim and still be the tzaddik he was. So therefore, Yosef is called Bechor Sheirei, because what's the level of Shor Habor? Shor Habor is those tzaddikim that deal with the gashmistika world. And in that respect, it's much greater. That's why Yosef is greater than the Shvatim. The Shvatim, basically, if you learn based on this maimer, the Shvatim were more Nunayama. They were dealing with Ruchnius only, separated themselves from the world. They weren't so involved in the world, especially not Mitzrayim. And that's why Yaakov didn't believe that when Yosef was alive, when the brothers told him, if you listen to watch the expression in the Chumash, it says, "Ed Yosef ben Yichai v'chi hu meishel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim." Yosef's alive, and he's leading. He's the ruler of Egypt. And it says, Yaakov didn't believe it. What do I didn't believe? What does it mean? That Yosef should be in Mitzrayim. And Bini, he should still be the son of Yaakov. Yaakov said, they can't be. So when he saw the wagons, meaning Yosef showed him, I remembered what I learned 22 years ago before I left, what you were teaching me. So then Yaakov realized he could be, that was the greatness of Yosef. But that's why he's called Shurd, because he's the level of Shurd Abad, the advantage of Tzaddikim in the Gash mystical world. In Mitzrayim, only in Canaan.
No,
Rebbe
of the old, he couldn't.
Only in Canaan. In Mitzrayim, Yosef was the Rebbe. What? Yeah, but that's so not, I mean, the Mashiach we're talking about is Mashiach.
Right now, I just thought of something. It's Joseph, sure, Yehuda should be the Leviathan, right?
Yeah, but it's different. It's not, no, that's, it's a very good point you're making, but it's not this point.
Isn't the Rebbe, is it Neshama of Moriah?
Yeah.
He feels every Neshama of every Jews.
Correct, correct. There was one Rebbe, but especially after Yaakov Avinu died, then Yosef was the Rebbe, but he was the Rebbe of the Chassidim in Mitzrayim. That's where all the Jews were. And that's how Chassidus explains that, the Rebbe says this in many Sichas, that Yaakov Avinu told Yosef, as soon as I die, I want to be buried in back to Canaan. I want to be buried in Mersa Machpel. Yosef also told the brother, I want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. But only when you go out. Only when you leave Egypt, you'll take me with you. Why didn't Yosef want to be buried right away in Eretz Yisrael? Yosef should have been buried right away in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe explains, because the Rebbe is the Rebbe not only when he's alive, even when he passes away, he's the Rebbe. So Yaakov Avinu, which is the Rebbe of the Jews, but primarily in Eretz Yisrael, he said, I need to be buried where my chassidim were, when they were in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef said, as long as my chassidim are here, I'm staying with them. I'm not going to forsake them even when I die. And therefore, Yosef was buried in Mitzrayim. But he said, when the Jews go out, I want to go out with you. The Rebbe said the same thing about the Friedrich Rebbe. He's buried in America, but not in Eretz Yisrael. This whole thing, because the Rebbe is connected to chassidim even when he's not alive. He says, okay, that's the end of Avinu.
That's why the Rebbe is buried here.
Yeah. Alef Yosan Yishchet as a shot by Sampirov. So now he says like this. Lost Lovei, what does the Medrash say? Alef Yosan is going to shech the shirt abar with its fins. Right? Even though now that's not a kosher shechita. If a fish shechts a cow with its fins, it's not going to be a kosher shechita. So why La'asid Lovei is the Leviathan going to shech the Shered Abad?
Why not? Only a
song. Because he's Pguma Gemura Machmetz Hefzik, that's because of the separation in the process of the Shechita. Ava La'asid Lovei Tzarechta is King Davka. Why? Ki in Yina Shechita Zu. He gam kim chine Shered Abad L'may L'may L'may. Because the whole purpose of that Shechita, of the animal soul, is to elevate the Shor Abad. I the Elev Yosin and Maleo B'Sampirov. And therefore there has to be a Hefzik Bein Time, a break in the Shechita. Shariyav Shaliyas call Aliyas B'Basachas. Because all the Aliyas of the Elev Yosin elevating Shor Abad got to be in stages. Can't do it in one shot. It has to be doing it in stages. Can do it, it's known. Shiyash Kamei Cholis, There's a lot of chambers up there. There's Heichel Aschus, Heichel Arotzen. V'yevshili is called Aliyah's Pamachas, but there has to be a break between chamber to chamber, and then Hashem is going to permit that pegima, that level of shechita, v'neshar bar, yalas elav yasa, adishit kerenim v'karim. So this is, and by the way, it's another interesting thing. I mean, Alter Rebbe doesn't say it, but why is the shar bar going to elevate the elav yasa with the horns? Because the horns is the highest part of the shor. It's the level of keser, like the crown. It's the level of keser. And therefore, that level of the shor Abar is going to be able to elevate the Leviathan.
Right? The
fin's also. Yep. Okay, so now let's learn the beard because there's no other maimed. Okay. Vinei.
You finished it?
Well, this maimed, so now there's a continuation to this maimed. Vinei. Inyan sheyesh yesim in neshamash b'chinit yama neshamash b'chinit shorabar. He said, the whole maimed before is explaining the advantage of the neshamash of yasan over the shorabar. And he says it's poshut me'achas she'am yichud avar, because the neshamas of nun. Remember, we learned before the Alter Rebbe said, if with Torah mitzvahs you get the level of yichud of Kodesh Baruch Hu Shchinte, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu Shchinte. When you have the mesiras nefesh, that creates yichud of chochma and bina. And the Alter Rebbe explained before the levyason, that aveda is aveda of. Yichud of Chochma and Bina, and the Sharabar is a Yichud of Kudsha Bricha Shchinta. Ben Nikra Achim Vareim, and they're called brothers. Achlohovim, but we need to understand in Yin Yisr Shigam Kim Ben Neshama Shabchina Sharabar Bchina Snuna Yama. So now the Alter Rebbe says, but let's understand the advantage of the Sharabar over the Levyasin. And as up to now in the Maimed, Alter Rebbe explained the advantage of the Levyasan over the Shorabar Neshamas. So now let's understand the advantage, because the Shorabar is going to elevate the Levyasan too, which means there's an advantage in the Shorabar. We're also making Yichud. Shem Yichud Kudsha
Brichu. Right, the Shorabar is the Levyasan is shechting the Shorabar.
That's the elevation of it, which is through Yichud. Yes. Okay, so he said to understand the advantage of the Shorabar over the level of the Livyasan, Ishlahak, the Mashal Kosov, Mokamach. We need to introduce what it says in a different place, Vaisin of Los, Alamachal. It says in the curses that your carcasses will be. You're the food for all the birds of the heaven and for the behemoth audits. Okay? Now, simply it means the Jews are going to be cursed and they're clawless, right? That you're going to all die and the carcasses are going to be eaten by the birds and the animals. So he says, in Inyan Shiko, clawless, same alarad and okay? And he says, all the curses are not, God forbid, about Shoshkim Santimeas, but it's about. The evil of Nega, or Pirish and Nevelos Chalosh and Nevelis. Okay, Nevel, Nevela comes from the word Nevel. Nevelis Chachma means what flows out of Chachma. It flows. That means it comes down from somewhere. He said that refers not from Bechinus Nevelis to Shvira Sakelim. What flows from the Shvira Sakelim. In other words, when there was Shvira Sakelim, the sparks of Tehu flowed out from Tehu, and it comes into Tikkun. And it gets mixed up with the evil of Nega. It's that Kedusha that fell down into Tikkun from Tehu. Lots of love will all be elevated. There won't be any more sparks of Tehu in Tikkun. Because it will be all elevated. Will be elevated by the birds of the heaven and the behemoths of the audits. Who are that referring to in Ruchnius? He says, on the Pasuk, when Hashem created the birds, he says, the bird should fly on the earth. The Medrash says that's the Malach Michal. When did Hashem create the angels? According to one Medrash, when Hashem created the birds, it refers to the Malachim also. Because they also have wings and flies, whatever that means.
Second day?
No, fourth day. I mean, fifth day. B'yesh Malachim shenikra behemes sa'aretz. And there are certain Malachim that are called, certain Malachim are called birds, like Michal. And there are certain Malachim that are called behema, which is the Merkava, Pnei Arya, Pnei Shart. In other words, just like on the Merkava of Hashem, there's the lion, and there's the ox, and the eagle, right? So these are all level of malachim. Some of them are called birds, and some of them are called animals. So he says, when the Pasuk says that your nevela, meaning nevelus, that level of tail that flows into tikkun, will be elevated by the birds, will be eaten by the birds and animals, meaning the malachim that are called birds and the malachim that are called animals are going to elevate it. All the sparks are taken. But it says also yidden. Vegam b'neshames b'nei adam. In the shames of people, yesh beis min madrega selu. In the shames, just like in angels, you have birds and animals. So in the shames, you also have the shames that are called eif and the shames that are called behemoth. And he says, yesh in the shames nikra eif. Like it says in Zeyach Eile Gimel, asher sham tzipori mekaneinu. It says there, over there, the birds will nest, but lean the mekan neshamas tzaddikim. It refers to neshamas of tzaddikim. So the Zohar says there are neshamas that are called birds nesting, and there are certain neshamas that are called behemis, like it says, Gur Arya Yehuda. Yehuda is like a lion. Yisachar is like a donkey. Yisachar is like a shird. So these are all animals. So there's neshamas that are called birds, and there are neshamas that are called animals. There are malachim that are called birds, there are malachim that are called animals. Now, in order to understand ruchnius, we need to understand the difference between a bird and an animal. Each one has an advantage, obviously. Inyin shebchinis echad.
It's a biology class.
Huh?
This is a biology class.
No, it's a chassidus class.
Some are kosher birds, some are kosher animals.
They deal with everything.
That's good.
No, but it's about us. We're the behemoth, we're the bird, we're the fish, we're everything.
We're a kosher animal.
One second. In one level, yashris and milas, but a behemoth. A bird has an advantage over an animal, that it flies. She'efel perech b'knof of hagba l'mayla ba'avir. On the other hand, behemoth doesn't fly. But there's an advantage of an animal over a bird. A bird is zuta chayusa. Zuta chayusa means very limited life. A bird is nothing. It's like a little tiny thing.
But it could go everywhere.
Yeah, but that's the advantage of it. The disadvantage of it, the animal is much bigger and stronger. Therefore, Pidin, if you shech the bird and you shech one of the two simonim, the food pipe or the windpipe, it's kosher. Avo behema chayusir av. But the behema has a lot more chayus. So therefore, like this, there are certain malachim that can fly, so to speak, spiritually, and certain malachim are more tangible. And there's certain neshamas that can fly high, and certain neshamas which are more tangible. They don't fly, but there's more life in them. There's more chayitz.
Shechita for behema is much more involved than shechita for oif.
Yeah, sure. Much, much.
Is it different?
Yeah. A bird, you just go shik, and a behema, you gotta go shik.
I thought you were going once.
Well, an animal?
Yeah.
It don't happen in one. Just do back and forth.
You have to go.
So we'll understand the bechinas of malachim shenika eif hashemayim, the malachim that are called birds. Bechain hashamash shebechinas zu, or nishamas that are called birds, yashritz, and they have an advantage. Sheyuchol leif lalas meilu yadreim amaylus, aydei gatrin ava v'yira. Meaning like this, Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, the two midas of ava and yira, of love and fear, like the wings of the bird. The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, Nita from the halacha, Nita lagab of kosher, Kshera. If you clip the wings of a bird, you can still shech the bird and eat it. It's not a treifa bird. Why? Because the animal could live very well without wings. But what do the wings do? It makes it fly high. Now, in order for a bird to fly, they wish to made it. There's two wings. A bird can't fly with one wing. Both together, you can fly. Now, what does that mean in Ruchnius? You have the mitzvah, or the yid doing the mitzvah, and then you have the two wings, are ava and yira, love and fear. In order for the mitzvah to be halachically kosher, you don't need love and fear of Hashem to do a mitzvah. You do the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah. I could put on tefillin, right? I want to do a mitzvah putting on tefillin. I don't love it, I don't fear it, I don't have this great tzaddik level. I still did a mitzvah. What don't I have, though, if you don't have the midas of Avav Yira, you don't have the ability for the mitzvah to fly high. And therefore, Av is not enough, and Yira is not enough, you must have both together, because these are the two wings that fly high.
I got trained to be a shofar when I was in school in Iran.
Yeah.
It's very hard to shift the bird without the wings.
Yeah, because what are you going to hold on to?
Right.
That doesn't mean you can't shecht it.
You can shecht, you can, but it's without mitzvot, Torah and mitzvot, it's very, without Ahava and Ira, it's very
somebody hard. Else could hold the chicken, you could shecht it.
Yes.
So it's possible to shecht it.
Not that easy.
Who says it's easy?
Other Rebbe so the whole thing, even a bird,
a lesson.
Analyze, it amazes me.
That's the whole.
And we just go by and pass by and kick a dog.
That's why we're not a Rebbe. One of the billion zillion reasons. You can close it.
Anything in life